Down, eyelids began to droop. The children would beg for just one more retelling of a favorite story. The custom remains in many households today on Christmas Eve. Perhaps you recall some of these stories from your bygone Christmases.
I remember descriptions from Louisa May Alcott's Little Women. You may remember how she describes Christmas at Orchard House. "Christmas won't be Christmas without any presents," grumbled Joe, lying on the rug. "It's so dreadful to be poor," sighed Meg, looking down at her old dress. "I don't think it's fair for some girls to have plenty of pretty things and other girls nothing at all," added little Amy. "We've got father and mother and each other," said Beth contentedly from her corner.
The magic of E.T. Hoffman's Nutcracker remains with us today. Here's how the story begins. Snow was falling gently on the streets, and people were hurrying home, their arms filled with gaily wrapped packages. Inside the home of Dr. Stahlbaum, Clara and her older brother, Fritz, had stationed themselves at the door of the grand drawing room. They were under strict orders not to go into the room, but their mother had said nothing about peeking through the keyhole or under a crack in the door. "I can see Godfather Drosselmeyer moving about in there," whispered Fritz. "Oh, what do you think Godfather Drosselmeyer has made for us?" cried Clara. Those of you who've seen the ballet know that the story unfolds into a magical scene as there's a wonderful nutcracker who comes to life with all of the toys.